This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Association of Fundraising Professionals, or AFP, is an international organization that has been around since 1960. This year, the AFP Cape Fear chapter marks its 10th anniversary and celebrates National Philanthropy Day.
The AFP is a group of fundraisers, everyone from a director of development, a membership person, a volunteer coordinator, to an executive director. And we all get together monthly to learn new skills, to trade stories, and to support each other and the community. This is for nonprofits.
That's Mary Bradley, the president of the Cape Fear chapter of AFP. She's also the director of development at WHQR Public Radio.
That is my lifeblood and my very fulfilling day job.
Everyone involved in the Cape Fear AFP plays a role in a local nonprofit. AFP Vice President Bethany Layton is the community engagement director with Phoenix Hometown Hires.
We are a local nonprofit that focuses on employment and stability, and we're all about jobs. So helping people overcome barriers to find employment and stability in their lives.
Next Wednesday, November 29th, the Cape Fear AFP holds its National Philanthropy Day breakfast at the Hilton Riverside. One big part of the celebration is the Philanthropy Awards ceremony. I'm wondering how you define the philanthropists. Who gets to be a philanthropist?
Yeah, so the way that National Philanthropy Day works, we start requesting nominations. We have five different categories.
The Outstanding Philanthropic Organization, Outstanding Fundraising Executive, Outstanding Volunteer Fundraiser, Outstanding Fundraising Board of Directors, Outstanding Student in Philanthropy, and the Philanthropist of the Year. And philanthropist can be really anything. A lot of times we think of it only as major donors or people who give a ton of money to one cause, but there are a lot of ways to show your philanthropy in the community. And these people are all the ones who are nominated this year, which you can see at our website, are really terrific members of the community, whether you know them or not, who do things behind the scenes or donate lots of money.
So these people and organizations get nominated. And then how is it determined who gets to be the winners?
Yeah, so we have a panel of judges that evaluate every nomination and score them accordingly.
I think that it's a pretty thorough system that they look at the applications, and the application is not short. Mm-hmm. When someone nominates someone, the nomination mm-hmm. form, that is.
Nominees for Philanthropist of the Year are Rocky Campagna, Judy Girard, Jack Mills, Dr. Yusri Syed, and Bucky Stein. Mary Bradley and former WHQR station manager Cleve Callison are competing for the award in the Outstanding Fundraising Executive category, along with Van Persel. In addition to the awards, the AFP breakfast will be hosted by a special guest speaker, Gail Perry.
And Gail Perry is really great at teaching you how to, it sounds corny, but friend-raise, how to work with people you know and move out into your community and gradually get to know them with the hopes of raising mega gifts.
Mega gifts.
Mega gifts.
How big does a gift have to be considered mega?
That is relative, Gina. It depends on your organization, I think. Sure, I still consider, you know, hundreds of dollars mega gifts. I think it all helps.
That was AFP President Mary Bradley and Vice President Bethany Layton. The National Philanthropy Day breakfast is Wednesday, November 29th at Hilton Riverside. Find the list of philanthropy award nominees and details about tickets at whqr.org.